I'm your host, Cindy Paulos, and I have a very, very special show today. You know, I love talking to people who are doing good things, and I have a room full of people who are doing very good things, and I'm also going to be talking by phone to a special person, Michael Baucus. I have in the studio here with me Tenzin. Get to the microphone, Tenzin. Just say hi.
Hi, aloha.
Aloha. Tenzin's the niece of Lama Dundup, who passed away May 28th.
And 25th.
The 25th. And also now she's the head of the Pendi Foundation. And she and her special guest has come in, a fantastic Grammy Award-winning flautist, Nawang Taychup. Kaychup, like ketchup. Wonderful flautist who was born in Tibet, left at the same time as His Holiness the Dalai Lama in 1959, and is here to also honor Lama Dundup. How did you meet Lama Dundup?
Because I was in Maui with a concert, but I had a head surgery, so I had to stay for 2 months, and Lama Dundup said, "You can come and stay with me.
Oh,
I have a house as long as you want. You can stay here." It's so kind.
Yeah, well, you have
so kind, absolutely.
A lot of CDs out. How many? Six?
Around a dozen.
Around a dozen, and you wrote a book as well.
Yeah, one book.
Yeah.
Awakening Kindness.
A beautiful website.
Thank you.
A lovely website. I really like it. Yeah. And that's easy to find if people know how to spell your name.
Yeah. Or just they can write Tibetan flautist.
Uh-huh.
Google with Tibetan flautist.
And there you are.
And I will say hello.
Hello. You're going to be doing a special show this coming Saturday, happening at the Makawao Union Church from 7 to 9. And it's going to be a special tribute. And you're going to focus on what you do in all of your music and your words and your books. You focus on compassion. And it's the sounds of Tibetan universal love and compassion dedicated to Maui's late Tibetan Lama Dundup Gyaltsen. And so tickets are available at tibetanflute.eventbrite.com. That's tibetanflute.eventbrite.com. They're only $25, and it's all for a really good cause, the Pendi Foundation. On top of that, you can get tickets at the door. But I would not wait. You know, I'd get them in advance. I do want to, let's bring this mic over. I just want to say hi to Kathy Baldwin. Kathy Baldwin has been working hard putting together so many things. You worked hard to put in a special little memorial gathering that happened just this last Saturday, and you're helping so many people, and you're helping this particular event as well, because you also knew Lama Dundup, didn't you?
Yes, I did, very well.
Yeah. It was a very touching gathering, and I felt your spirit and everyone's there so beautiful this last Saturday. And, I am amazed when I think of the energy of Lama Dundup was so humble. I mean, here is a man, you know, you stayed at his house. You know how humble he really was. This man was, and you as a niece, you know, this man was very low key, right? He was kind of, I'd say almost, Tenzin, that he was under the radar. And
yes.
A lot of people didn't even know what he was doing.
No.
And that he was raising hundreds of thousands of dollars for Tibetan refugees and dedicating his life to teaching and helping.
Yes. That's what, for the past almost 30 years, that's what he's been doing.
Yeah.
Helping people, helping refugees.
Well, I'm going to play a little music right now. This is really a lovely CD. Of the dozen CDs that are out, this is giving you a little taste of the beautiful music here. Oh, isn't that pretty? Nawang Kaychup is in studio with Tenzin and Kathy Baldwin here. And we're going to switch hats. And why don't you sit on over here now, Tenzin? Yep. And we'll just play musical chairs here. And we'll move you all around here. That's just lovely. This is the CD that came out that, this is one called Compassion. Let's see. This is from with Carlos Nakai, Music as Medicine. And you know, This is also interesting, Nuong. They are finding and doing studies that indeed music is very healing, as you must know, because you focus on music as healing quite a bit, don't you?
Yeah. This album especially, I use the mantra or the inspiring phrases of Medicine Buddha, means enlightened being who is specialized in healing. So that's really works with the music and medicine as the album's name.
Well, and I tell you, if you play this music as we are right now, it puts you in a meditative state as well. and that music like this really can actually change your brain waves. They've proven and done studies, and they've actually found that when you're listening to healing music done with that intent, that there's actually a change in your brain waves.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to thank you for the healing work you've done on that.
Thank you.
You came from Tibet. And where did you start living? I know you live in Colorado right now, in Boulder, I believe, right?
Yeah, Boulder, Colorado. But I came through India, Assam, Musumari, and anyway, I end up in Orissa, so that's where my family still live.
Where's that, Orissa?
Orissa. It's a one-night train journey from Calcutta towards South India.
Oh, in the south there, yeah. And you were telling me, I was amazed. I was not aware. I was had no idea that there were, at the time you left, 100,000 people left Tibet in 1959. And then that left behind how many people in Tibet at that time?
Around 6 million Tibetans, and only around 100,000 able to escape. At the same time, when His Holiness Dalai Lama escaped into exile in India,
and it took about what 2 days to get out. You had to go over the mountains, those snow-covered, high, very, very high mountains.
Not 2 days, but my father. It took. My family, anyway, it took them like 3 years to get to India.
Wow.
So many people, they took a year or 6-8 months. Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
It's a long journey.
Yeah, I know.
And by foot.
That's by foot. Wow. So at that point, then, you lived in India for a while. With
yeah.
nothing. Basically, you only had what you had on your back when you left, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And but the India government and people of India have been extremely kind to us, and they fed us. They gave us a place to stay, and they gave us fields to grow corns and all kind of
really?
Things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
India government is, and the people and government of India has been extremely kind.
Is that where you learned how to play flute?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So what is the difference with the Tibetan flute? I mean, we all know there's all kinds of different flutes, but what's the difference with the Tibetan flute?
Well, Tibetan flutes are made out of bamboo or some wooden. The traditionally the most play like a whistle flute, that way mostly, but the more professional ones, they play transverse flute made out of wood or bamboo.
Have you seen the Hawaiian nose flute?
I think I used to have one.
Yeah. It's a different sound, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's used,
cute.
Yeah, like when you breathe through your nose, and it's, it's pretty different than other sounds. But every flute, even on the CD you did with Carlos Nakai, the Native American flute is also different sounding, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite different. But it's also very similar sound in a way, what I play and our Carlos Nakai. The Native American premier flautist. So we play kind of similar sounds, so it works out when we collaborate together.
I think the flute is very close to the sound of the soul for me. I love the flute. I'm a frustrated flautist. I play a little, but my sister's a concert flautist. But the flute is, because of the breath, you know, coming from breath, which is spirit. The ha, here, you know, we call breath ha. And that ha, spirit, is the living life. That breath is the spirit of life, right?
Yeah, if I breathe out and if I can't breathe in, I'm a dead meat, you know, right now.
Yes.
So that's how it is, you know, that's so important.
And how did you, I mean, it's a long way from where you came in Tibet to India to Colorado to here, to be able to make these CDs, and to be able to be going on tour and getting nominated for a Grammy a couple of times, that's, I mean, you've taken a very interesting route that got you to this point. I'm sure there's a lot of blessings involved, but what were some of the key points that brought you to that point where you could do all that?
Actually, I really don't know. But it's some blessing from the higher force, His Holiness Dalai Lama, and we call it triple jewel.
I'll take a triple jewel. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So. You played with his niece, His Holiness's niece, on one of your CDs, or she participated in one of the CDs as well, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. That's we did a program last year and doing again. It was Tenjula, His Holiness Dalai Lama's sister's daughter. So she read different parts of His Holiness' biography, either from Freedom in Exile or Land of Snow, or what do you call it, My Land and My People. So she read excerpts from different parts of the book, and then I created the music, and she also provided certain images. So we put it up whole show last year, and we're doing the same.
So was it done? You actually did it live? Did you do? Was that in India, Dharamsala, or where
no,
did you do that?
In Connecticut.
In Connecticut. Well, how wonderful!
Yeah,
that's fantastic. I know, His Holiness was going through treatment a few years back in America. Mm. He just turned 83, July 6th, and there was really some wonderful celebrations. But he's not traveling as much now. And there's a lot of people concerned about what's going to happen if there's going to be a Dharma heir. He said that he's not going to say that there's going to be a traditional reincarnation of the Dalai Lama for the Chinese purposes.
So, well, I will make you simpler.
Okay.
His Holiness Dalai Lama is going to come back as long as Tibetan suffering is there. The China keep occupies Tibet, His Holiness Dalai Lama is going to come back. Not only that, His Holiness is going to come back as long as there is a suffering in the world. So his favorite prayer is, for as long as space endures, for as long as suffering sentient beings are there, may I remain until then and solve the suffering of all beings. So His Holiness will always be in the world, either for Tibetan or for other suffering people or other suffering sentient beings in the universe. So,
well, I like that, and I haven't heard that actually said, because I know there was the political aspect and there was concerns about that. So it's interesting, you know, I can understand what you're saying, and it's encouraging, I think, to hear that. I know that you have known Lama Dundup, and we have the niece of Lama Dundup, who was also friends with His Holiness here in the studio. I heard you talk. You did a talk on Saturday and said something about this amazing, honorable man, Lama Dundup, who was really a humble monk indeed, right? Yes. A beautiful, beautiful soul, right? And here he is. He was dedicating his life to helping and raising funds, and hardly anyone knew him. But I considered him to be a very, very great soul. And so I was really really impressed that our wonderful flautist here, Nuang, is going to be playing this Saturday at the Mockwell Union Church in honor of him. That's happening, and it's only $25. It's happening Saturday, and it'll be tickets available at tibetanflute.eventbrite.com. But what was the path of Lama Dundup and His Holiness, and how did he land up here on Maui?
He came to the U.S. Probably 30 years ago as one of the monks that established a branch of monastery in Ithaca in New York.
Oh.
And then his friend, late Lama Tenzin, who also was here on the island for many, many years in Paia. So they knew each other back when they were in Tibet. They belonged to the same monastery. So they, I don't know how, but they found each other. And then Lama Tenzin invited uncle to come to Maui. Ever since then, he's been traveling back and forth between Maui and India.
And many people may not have known his name, but one of the largest events that ever happened here on Maui was when His Holiness came. And what an honor. That was such a huge event that happened. And Lama Dundup played a huge role in that happening. And yet, then again, he kind of stayed in the wings, you know, not telling anyone and still doing his work, right?
Yes, yes.
And a lot of the money raised has been going to help the Tibetan refugees and for people to adopt, and support Tibetan refugees. And as Nuang has said, there's many refugees that are still struggling and suffering. And it's just so beautiful to see people like Lama Dundup and Nuang being able to make it to the point where they could survive and get by and then teach and help and give back and be of service. And you too. Now, you said Saturday that Lama was from a family of, what, 20? Was it 20?
Yes, 20 siblings.
20 siblings. I can't even imagine. How many are in your family, Tenzin?
Four.
Oh, okay. That's more manageable. That's a little more manageable. I can see it. And of course, you were very, very close with Lama, and you were there when he passed away on the 25th of May, and you followed him. He had pancreatic cancer, and a lot of people didn't even know. I mean, I know it was shocking to many people because they had no idea, because he was doing his work. He was gardening. He was helping. He was teaching, and he was running around. But he has a legacy now, and that's part of what you're doing with the Pendi Foundation, I assume, right?
Yes, yes.
How would you like his legacy to be known?
I think by continuing what he has left, and we still like to appear to all the past sponsors of Tashi Pende, who have been supporting us for so long, for so many years, continue supporting us. As long as we have enough support, we can still help the refugees back in India.
And I know that Nuang's been very generous and very kind and has offered partly to do this in memory, the event on Saturday, in support and because of your love of Lama Dundup.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that people know that this is not just a concert, but this is a benefit concert, to benefit for the Tashi Pende Foundation, which is started by Lama Tundru Rinpoche. I call it Lama Tundru Rinpoche. So it will benefit so many Tibetan refugee kids, individuals, and Tibetan refugee monasteries and nunneries. So it will be great benefit.
How many refugees, Tibetan refugees, do you figure there are now?
More than 150,000 refugees.
Wow.
Around the world, mostly in India and in Nepal, fewer in Bhutan, and now spread it everywhere in the world.
Are they able to maintain their culture and their understanding of the language? I know you go to Tibet now and you don't hear Tibetan spoken hardly at all. There's been a lot to quell that. You don't hear a lot of Tibetan music. You hear Chinese music blasted on the streets in Tibet. People aren't aware of that. I know when I went 20 years ago, I expected to be like pictures I'd seen in movies and books I'd read. But instead, it was a little bit like Beijing, and it was very sad. And you didn't hear a lot. So how does that spirit of the culture and the language and all that be maintained?
You know, one thing, when we came into exile, His Holiness Dalai Lama came to exile along with many Tibetan officials and lamas. But the first thing they tried to, His Holiness tried to do, is to establish Tibetans their own school. He requested to the India government to have a Tibetan refugee school.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, to have Tibetan their own refugees, monasteries or nunneries, so that they can preserve their spiritual culture. So that's how we preserved our language, our literatures, and Tibetan different tradition, aspect of traditions. And then, of course, spiritual tradition, which is the heart of Tibetan culture.
And your music. I mean, by playing your Tibetan music and doing your healing and the medicine work and the healing, that keeps it alive as well. I was watching a video of his birthday, and he was in Ladakh. His Holiness was in Ladakh, and he said he's going to take some of the schools and start the different monasteries there and make sure the culture is kept alive there in Ladakh as well. So there's so many people there, too. It's a big job, but I think His Holiness was a very... He's a very, very special being to be able to reach the world with his love and his kindness and his sense of humor and people understanding his compassion and his peace through this amazing individual.
Mm-hmm. And also I must make one point clear. When I came to, I don't remember exactly whether I said it or not because of my brain surgery. So I had a brain surgery in Hawaii, and the Lama supported me to stay at his house, second house, that as long as I want to stay. So Lama really helped me. It's amazing. And not only that, Kathy, who's...
Kathy's an angel.
Yeah, angel.
Kathy is just a blessing to so many. She's also helping Merwin now and many other people, and she did that to help make that little luncheon... which was a beautiful thing possible. And Kathy's just very, very dedicated to helping. And boy, it's nice.
And also in my case, Kathy really helped me along with Lama Thendur Rinpoche.
Mm-hmm.
And now also we have Lama's niece, Tenzin Dadze.
Yes.
Dadze means beautiful moon, and she's a beautiful moon.
What a lovely name, a beautiful moon indeed.
So she's helping me, feeding me, and taking care of me, and really trying to do the, how to say...
service?
To take care of the Lama's...
legacy.
Legacy, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yes.
So... Tenzin Dadze and Kathy, they're working together.
How beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you. I wrote something for Lama Dundup after the service, and I'll read that at the end, but I did want to thank you because you're just doing beautiful work, and I love your music. It's lovely, and people can go to your website. What's your website?
Sorry, I forgot.
Okay, please.
We must mention this.
What?
Sal
Godinez.
Sal Godinez on piano.
Piano
Sal is
a great
wonderful pianist.
Wonderful person.
Yes.
I met him. the other day. So he will be joining.
Thank you.
For this beautiful benefit concert. And please make sure this is a benefit concert. This mm-hmm. is not a concert to make money for anybody.
Yeah, and that's going to be this Saturday at the Makaval Union Church, which is a lovely, beautiful place to play.
Yes.
And please, people, get your tickets, and you will be glad you did. It's going to be a memorable night. It's tibetanflute.eventbrite, that's B-R-I-T-E, tibetanflute.eventbrite.com for tickets. And if tickets are available on at the door.
And I will play flute as well as I will play Tibetan longhorn and my own creation Tibetan and Aborigines didgeridoo and American trombone.
Really?
What is called universal horn. So I will play that and maybe some ocarina, which is the origin of the flute. So some overtone chanting, some universal compassion, prayer, as well as I will share some of the Tibetan culture about how we can nurture our heart and become more universally loving and compassionate.
Well, thank you so much for that. I can't wait to hear that. That's beautiful. It's beautiful seeing and getting a chance to talk to you.
Thank you.
I just, lovely, lovely... Reflection of the Moon, what's an Tenzin?
Thank you.
Lovely seeing you, and congratulations on the great light and love you'll be carrying on the tradition of your uncle.
Thank you.
And with the Pendé Foundation.
Thank you.
And I'm
Thank
sure you'll
you.
Be there Saturday as well, probably say a few words there as well, right?
No, I won't be.
Oh, you won't be talking? Mm-hmm. You talk so beautifully. I thought you might.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And
Kathy, you are the beautiful moon of Maui, I must say that.
Absolutely true.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, I'm going to finish the Facebook Live. And Terry Freitas-Gorman made it in. I was expecting you an hour ago. We're going to switch seats here. Come around here. We're going to play musical chairs here. And,
get your poem.
Oh, am I reading a poem? I'm so very shy about this.
It's
okay,
beautiful.
Kathy's pushing me. I'll do it. And I'd love to have this with some of your music behind it. I'm doing
sure.
a new CD.
Sure.
But I'll explain the background behind this as we switch chairs here. But what happened is at the talk, I've always felt spirit in wind. That's the way spirit and soul speak to me. And I've been I'm an air sign, so I feel it in the wind. And while we were sitting there, I noticed this wind. And when wind comes from spirit, this is like more like a cloak or a robe that comes. You know, it's a wide blessing wind. It's not like a wind. And I felt that. And you were talking at the time, Tenzin. So anyway, this poem came to me. Leave the door open to the place where you'll now go. What's left here on this earth are just the traces of your soul. Leave a thread of light behind so we can follow the path of light that enlightens our ability to find the simple purity of your true peace of mind. Leave the doorway a little open so we can see glimpses of the higher realms of heaven and the sounds of your spirit's frequencies. And if your memory lingers in the people that you've touched, let their thoughts of gratitude fly on the winds that the prayer flags that you touched. May your journey on be blessed by all you came to know, for yours was the life of such a sweet, sweet soul. So leave the gate a little open as we send our love and a fond farewell to the resting place in heaven in the higher realms where you now dwell. So that's for Lama. Lama La Damdup, thank you. Thank you, thank you. So wonderful seeing you, beautiful people. Your lovely energy is just very special. So thank you. And I'm going to get Terry over here. We were expecting Terry at the beginning, but you always have to be flexible. So okay. I'm trying to be a little flexible and get Terry on now before I wind up, because Terry's going to talk a little bit. And we will, do this. I will mention it one more time. This is coming this Friday. Don't forget Makaval Union Church. Saturday, Makaval Union Church. And that's going to be from 7 till 9. And get there a little early. And there'll be a beautiful gathering of people. You'll love the compassionate healing energy. Tibetanflute.eventbrite.com for Saturday. Tickets are just $25, and this is all a benefit. And that's tibetanflute.eventbrite.com. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Nawang. Bless. Thank you.
Thank you,
Tamsin.
Thank you, Cindy, and everyone.